Luke chapter 21. Then he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts in the treasury. And he saw someone, in fact a needy widow, putting 2 leptons in there. And he said, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the others. For these all contributed towards gifts for God from the surplus they have, but this woman contributed all the livelihood she had from her penury." And while some were speaking of the temple, how it had been adorned with fine stones and votive offerings, he said, "As for these things which you are looking at, the days will come in which no stone will be left on stone or escape demolition." Then they questioned him and said, "Teacher, when, then, will these things take place? And what is the sign when these things are about to happen?" He then said, "Watch out that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the one,' and 'the time has drawn near.' So do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be scared, for these things must take place first, but the end is not immediate." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be severe earthquakes in various places, and famines and plagues, and there will be fearful things and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and prisons, as you are brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. And it will result in an occasion of a testimony for you. So lay it to your hearts not to premeditate how to speak in defence, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom by which none of those opposing you will be able to contradict or resist. And you will also be betrayed by parents and relations and friends and brothers, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by everyone on account of my name. But not a hair of your head will in any way be lost. Hold on to your lives in your endurance. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by encampments, then know that its desolation has drawn near. Then let those in Judea flee into the mountains, and let those in its midst move out, and let those in the country areas not go into it. For these are the days of vengeance, in order for all the things that stand written to be fulfilled. And alas for those who are with child, and those who are breastfeeding in those days. For there will be great anxiety on the earth, and wrath among this people, and they will fall by the blade of the sword, and will be taken captive to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled on by Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on earth anguish among the nations in bewilderment, while the sea roars as does its swell, as men faint from fear and expectation of the things befalling the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and much glory. But when these things start taking place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already putting out shoots, you see for yourselves and know that the harvest is already near. In this way, you too, when you see these things taking place, know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you that this generation will certainly not pass away until everything takes place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will certainly not pass away. And watch out for yourselves, that your hearts do not become stupefied with intoxication or drunkenness or everyday cares, and don't let that day come on you suddenly, for it will come like a snare upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. So be watchful, entreating on every occasion to be considered worthy to escape all the things about to take place, and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man." And by day he would teach in the temple, whereas at night he would go out to spend the night on the mount called the Mount of Olives. and all the people would rise early to go to him so as to hear him in the temple.